B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Rachel. Hey, good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, LBF.
Well, what brings you to court today, Rachel?
Okay, so I'm really upset with my boyfriend. And, okay, just to preface, he's a good, really hardworking, loyal man, so I don't want to paint him as a jerk here or anything like that.
Okay.
But.
Yeah.
But.
Here we go.
So I just can't stop thinking about what he did before Christmas. So you know how the weather was really bad? We had like all the winter storms and stuff.
Yeah.
So, okay. I had a meeting at work at 9 a.m. and I was 30 minutes late for work, which I know is not a huge deal of time, but still there was like a huge storm in southern New Hampshire where I live and work. So I was super nervous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So my work didn't know where I was and tried calling me, you know, to see if I was all right. But they accidentally called my boyfriend instead because he's my emergency contact.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So they told him that it was a mistake to call him, but they said they were trying to get a hold of me because I was 30 minutes late for work.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyways, I got to work fine, had my meeting, everything was fine. And then my coworkers apologized for calling my boyfriend by mistake, but he never called to check on me.
And you were a half hour late. So
yes.
Your concern is he didn't have any concerns.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, wow. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Like the more I thought about it, the more like hurt and upset I became.
So he never checked in on you all day?
No. Oh. No, I never heard. I didn't even know that they had accidentally called him.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
So when I got home, I was making dinner and I asked him about it. And I said, you know, my work said they tried to call you when they were looking for me. And I find it really awful that you never tried to find out if I was okay.
Hmm.
Huh.
Okay.
And he said, oh, I forgot about that. Something about you didn't turn up.
Something about you didn't turn up.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Then what'd you
exactly.
say?
So that's what he said about
like
you
like,
not
oh, yeah.
turning up?
Oh,
somebody
God.
Not?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I said, well, why didn't you try contacting me to make sure I was all right? Like, I could have been
in
an accident. I could have been dead or, like, in a ditch.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, Rachel, this is your boyfriend. You live together, and it's been a couple of years. So your question really is, are you seeing some old red flags here, right?
Yeah.
His lack of concern is concerning you.
Yes.
Oh, my God. So concerning.
Okay.
So, right. I mean, he really just said, like, sorry, I got busy. It wasn't really that bad of a storm.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not the point. And he said, I'm sure the police would have contacted me if you'd been in an accident.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Mm. Yeah, like you said, like huge red flags. I just felt like, you know, this is an aha moment. Like, I don't think he loves or even cares about me, like, at all.
Mm.
Well, that's just so casual. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, well.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was I recall, it was, you know, I mean, snowy, blizzardy.
Yeah, I remember
and
that day. I was going to New Hampshire. Remember, I was so scared.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was the day?
That was the day.
Oh, Rachel, that was brutal
that
driving
was brutal.
Up there. Okay.
Yes.
So,
all right.
Yeah, this concerns me.
All right, so here's the question that Rachel has. A storm's brewing. That means red flags are flying. So is Rachel, is she overly concerned about it? Is this a one-off situation, or is it something she should be concerned about? Because I think your idea is you probably want to take this relationship to the next level, right?
Yeah, absolutely, but not if he doesn't care about me.
Right.
No. But look, we are concerned.
Yeah, we are concerned.
About his lack of concern. Mm-hmm. So let's open up the phones. Listen, you might be too sensitive. They might be saying that. Or callers might think, uh-oh.
Okay.
Watch out for this one. Okay. Yeah. 888-410-1057 is a phone number. Rachel, just sit back and see what people think about your case today. Okay. Maybe it'll help. One way or the other.
All right.
Sound
Thank
good?
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Okay. Morning Court's in session. 888-410-1057. Stay tuned, Rachel. Yeah. Is she making a mountain out of a mogul?
Is that
ski jokes. No,
that's a
mogul.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible stretch of a joke. But I feel like you might have pulled something.
I
making.
Did.
All right.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. All right, let's grab another caller here. Let's say hi to Michael. Good morning, Michael.
Oh, awesome.
What do you
God
think?
God bless you guys.
Well, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, here's what's going on right now. I turned down dates because I don't even care, but listen to this one. If she can't go with the flow, something's just nothing. What happens if, like, so there's a, like, a heart attack? Will she give CPR? In other words, she's looking at the perfection of life, which means she's on Facebook. See, she should be talking about people about, like, get into spirituality and have fun. She should be laughing at what he said. And go, you know what I mean?
Are you calling the right? I just have to make sure, Mike. But Mike, wait a second. You're calling WROR, right? Just want to make sure, because
listen, he did nothing wrong. I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay,
he's just sure, living like, his wow. life. Just because he's not a worrywart.
Okay, all right.
Let me finish. You're too aggressive right now on me, and I don't even know who I am, honey. I just bought three houses at Beverly Farms.
No, Mike, I'm not questioning that. I just didn't know where you were going with the call, but congrats on the three houses.
Yes!
Okay. All right, Mike.
All right, Mike.
So you got to go with the flow.
We're going to go with the flow, too. Thank you, Mike. We're going to flow right through. All right. ROR, John, good morning. John, please help me.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, we're good.
Help Rachel. What do you think? Is red flags or is it no big deal?
This guy's a real piece of work. Okay. There's an old saying, you vote with your feet, which means actions speak louder than words.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is, if he was any type of a man, he should have got up in the morning, made sure her car was cleaned off, ready to go, and then give her a call and touch her to make sure she got to where she was going safe. That's what somebody does when you care about somebody.
He knows.
This guy sounds like a real piece of work.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I like it.
100% with you.
Yeah.
I especially like the cleaning off the car thing. Would you also include coffee with that?
nothing wrong with that.
Thank you, John. I like him.
Thank you. I don't know. You had another guy who had a house in Beverly
Three houses,
Farms.
So who cares?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm saying.
I want coffee.
All right. That's Devlin. Good morning, Devlin.
Good morning, guys.
All right, what's your take on, is it a big deal or not, what Rachel called about?
You know what, I have to agree a little bit with John with the aspect of, should double check and call your lady for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But this day and age, too, with find your iPhone and everything like that, do we know if he didn't just check that and go, look, she's moving right along on the highway?
There's no way he checked it, because the first thing out of his mouth would have been, oh my God, babe. I checked your phone, find my phone, and I knew you were at work, so no worries.
Yeah, if he was smart.
But if he was smart, great. Even if he didn't, he would have been like, but you know what? Hey, he doesn't care, and he's dumb.
Okay. Well, thank you for chiming in, LBF. Well, mind if I grab another caller?
Sure.
Okay, thanks. ROR, good morning. Hi.
Yeah, it's Rick.
Hi, Rick. You know, we're not hearing from as many
ladies
as I thought. The guys are not happy with this guy at all, but let's see what Rick thinks. So, Rick, what do you think?
Well, I think if she knew she was running late due to the weather, maybe she should have called her employer to let her know, let the employer know that she was running a little late. You know,
sure. But he had no concerns. That's what she's calling about. So, what do you think about that?
Yeah, well, I mean, she's a big girl, right?
All right.
I have no idea how much she weighs.
Thanks, Rick. Rick says it's no big deal.
You can't call because you're 10-2. You want to concentrate on the road.
Well, that's the idea.
Yeah,
all right. So let's say ROR, good morning. Who's this?
This is Pete.
Pete, what do you think, Pete?
Yeah, so I agree with the second and third guy. I mean, it shows like a general lack of concern. And, you know, if that was my girlfriend, I think that I would have contacted her right away to see if she was okay.
Yeah. You know what I like about this show, LBF?
What's that?
Pete, I like this because if this was like the dating game, And you ask the question.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like Bachelor Sam, One. What,
if I was on the road.
What's the right answer, LBF?
I would call you, make sure you were okay.
Yeah.
And then I would be super nice to you all day because you must have had a very stressful day driving in the snow.
So, right. So what if Bachelor Number Three says, well, you know, you'll get there fine. What's the big deal? It's just snow. I mean, come on.
Right. Bachelor Number Three.
Yeah, that guy had a good point about texting her even before he heard from the employer that, you know, she was, that something was wrong. You know, he should have contacted her anyways just to say hi and just say, hey, babe, you know, I hope you got to work on time. Okay.
Right. Well, bachelor number one, I think you got
ding,
a date.
Ding, ding,
ding. Ding, ding. Very
all right, guys.
Good.
Thanks, thank you.
Pete.
That's good. That's the thing. Look at it that way. For Morning Court, we heard from Rachel, who called about her boyfriend of a couple of years. Good guy, hardworking, and all that good stuff. Checks all those boxes. But during the really bad weather we had around Christmas, there was one, it was a particular storm, LBF. It was on a Friday, and you actually were driving into the teeth of it in New Hampshire, right?
Mm.
Well, she was in driving to work in that snow in southern New Hampshire, and her boyfriend never called to check on her, even though her office called him.
Yeah.
He has a secondary line.
And, right, right. An emergency contact. I just messed up.
Looking for Rachel. And he's like, no problem. He didn't call. Oh, she'll get there. Whatever. She left. So she was MIA for a half hour, I guess. You know.
He didn't seem to be worried at all.
So she wants to know if these are red flags. She's still upset about it. That's why she called Morning Court. All right. So let's go to our first call. Kristen, are you seeing red flags too?
Definitely a red flag.
Thank you.
First place my mom, right? The first place I went to is like, what if they have kids and he has this cavalier attitude when he gets a call about one of his kids?
Yeah. You know, hopefully he'll like his kids better, but don't you think it seems like he's just like, who cares? Like, if you start off that way, where is there to go?
Okay, we're going to grab some calls, though, Kristen. Thank you. You say it's not a good look, right?
Yep, very selfish.
Okay, thank you, Kristen. Let's say hi to Pam. Hi, Pam. What do you think of...
Hi,
good morning. What do you think of Rachel's call today?
I think she is kind of a little ridiculous.
Really?
I think she's overblowing the situation.
Okay. All right. Not a big deal that her boyfriend didn't check up, and although it was blizzard-like conditions. Okay. Wow.
No, I think it's a typical man. My husband would probably do the same thing, but if it got to be a little bit longer and they called back,
women.
Then, like my husband might say, like, start to worry or check up on me, but not a half hour late for work for me is nothing, especially when there's storms. My husband wouldn't think anything of it.
Okay. All right. So we'll chalk you up as saying it's not a big deal. All right.
Let's,
that's why she called. Okay. Thank you, Pam.
Yeah,
Brian, what's your take?
What's my take? Actually, what he didn't do was probably the smartest thing to do.
What?
Really?
Explain.
There's a couple of reasons. One, if you're driving in a blizzard, the last thing I would want to hear is a cell phone going off.
Mm.
Right. Good point. Good point. Good point.
Is it?
And two, New
Hands
Hampshire
off.
Has cell phone laws.
Mm. Oh, so, okay. Well, technically.
So I think the onus would have been on her to call him when she got to work and said she was okay.
And he would have been like, what do I care?
I worry about my wife all the time.
Yeah, oh, that's sweet.
Nice.
But that doesn't mean I'm going to call her every time a situation arises.
Okay, that's a good point. All right, I'm going to give this to you because you sound reasonable. But, you know,
I try to. I try to look at things reality standpoint as opposed to emotional standpoint.
Right, because if I called Dave every time I was worried about him, he would never get me off the phone.
Right.
So, good
I'm
point.
I'm just curious, Brian, what do you do for work?
Well, I work at Rust-Oleum.
And
I am in Attleboro.
Okay.
And I run the back dock.
I knew you were in charge of something. Yep. This is a sensible, no-nonsense guy.
Right. Like, listen, don't get emotional.
Yeah.
Get practical. And that's it. There are laws. There are things.
So she can calm down.
Yeah, she can calm down a little
bit.
Calm
down.
I still think he's a little sketch, but whatever. I like the point.
I think he gets one more bite of the apple, LBF.
Maybe one more bite.
That's it. We'll give you one more bite. All right, Brian, thank you for listening, man. We like smart people like you. That's
right.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you a lot.
Take care.
Love you guys.
Oh, that's really nice. I think Brian's got a good point where... Yeah, you know, just give him one more chance because maybe he was just, you know, assuming everything was okay and got whatever.
But not two.
It's not a good look, but yeah.
Not
you
two
get...
more chances. If he doesn't do anything else that says, I don't care about you, that's it.
Yep, that's it. Two and out. Two strikes.
Because the next thing you know, you're married with three kids and you're like, he doesn't even care.
No, that's not good at all.
Yeah.
Not a good look, guys. So you get one more chance there. Good luck. Rachel, I think there's snow coming this weekend in New Hampshire.
Yeah,
so
good test.
Find out.
Take a ride.
Right.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more with Bob and LBF in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.